Paul, a frustrating night?
Ah, to say the least, you know. I mean, as I said, like, probably over the 90 minutes, we deserved at least a point out of it, if not more, you know, but we didn't. We didn't defend well in the first half, and to be fair to the boys, you know, they're still learning, the young boys, and they're still learning. In the second half, we were much, much better, and we played some very, very good stuff at times and created a lot of chances in the match. And, you know, if you score two in most matches, you probably end up winning most games, you know, but from a Bose point of view, they'll be very, very pleased. You know, they scored the three chances they probably had, and, you know, they end up winning the match.
When you come on at half time, what are you saying to the players after the first half you've just seen?
Well, like, you know, there's no point in getting overly annoyed about it because the first half's gone and we need to start the second. There's only a goal in at half time, you know, and we're still well in the match. And I think that showed in the second half, you know, and we tightened up on a few wee things in the second half, and I think we passed the ball a bit quicker, moved it a wee bit quicker in that in the second half, and therefore we created more chances.
You kept their keeper busy?
Yeah, he was very, very good. To be fair to him, you know, Dean Delaney's been around a long time, that, and, you know, he earned his corn tonight. And I would say he's probably man of the match, you know, in that performance. Like, he's pulled off at least three wonder saves in that second half, you know. It's disappointing from our point of view, but from their point of view, you know, Keith will probably say that's what he's there to do.
You had a couple of substitutions, one tactical, you said, one looked a bad injury.
Yeah, well, Kieran, you know, he's got a bad knock on his ankle, but go and get an x-ray and we'll see how that is, and we'll assess him over the next few days.
Is it a season you'll be glad to see the end of?
Not really, because, you know, as I said, they're a good bunch of fellas and they're working very hard and they're trying to learn. I mean, it would be an easy thing for them after last week, you know, and that's what we asked them before the match night, you know, it'd be an easy thing to just stay down tools now and, you know, go on holidays or whatever. But all week in training, they've been very, very good, the intensity and everything else, you know, and to be fair, the night was no different, so I can't have any complaints.